President Trump has been urging local law enforcement agencies to do more to report cases of illegal immigration. He's citing a program called 287G. It's run by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, or ICE. Roughly 60 law enforcement agencies in 18 states across the country have formed a partnership with ICE under the program. Four of them are in Georgia. And Sean Powers from Georgia Public Broadcasting reports the program may be expanding.
To see the effects of 287G, look no further than Dalton, Georgia, about 90 minutes from Atlanta. Dalton calls itself the carpet capital of the world for its large carpet and flooring industry, which employs thousands of people. Many of them are Mexican immigrants, like Remigio Chavarria.
Para buscar una mejor oportunidad de vida para mí.
I came to Dalton looking for a better opportunity for me and my family, because at the time I only had my first son. And the situation in Mexico, especially in my hometown, was very difficult with unemployment, and we decided to come here to give them a better life.
But in 2010, that life began to unravel. Chavarria was driving when his vehicle was hit by another driver.
I was trying to pass, and the person was trying to pass too. So he hit my car. He said he needed to call the police to make his report.
When the police arrived, Chavarria was arrested for not having a license. He spent a couple of days in the local jail in Whitfield County, and when an ICE hold was put on him, he was sent to Georgia's Stewart Detention Facility. That's where immigrants awaiting deportation hearings are held. Because Whitfield County, where Chavarria lives, is part of the 287G program, sheriff's deputies are trained in immigration law and can use a federal database to check immigration statuses. But ICE spokesman Brian Cox says that doesn't mean an officer's arrest power is expanded.
For a criminal violation, which has nothing to do with their immigration status, local law enforcement is only empowered to enforce state law, local law. So 287G, in very blunt terms, does not give any authority to arrest a person based on their immigration status.
I contacted the four sheriff's departments in Georgia who have had training with ICE under 287G. The only one to respond with a comment was Whitfield County Sheriff Scott Chitwood. In an email statement, he told me he joined 287G about a decade ago to cut down on crime. Chitwood declined an interview request, but he spoke to Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta earlier this year.
We had a lot of individuals that started coming into the community that was working in the carpet mills, and there became a much concern of a potential criminal element that comes with people from out of town.
Others, like the American Immigration Council and the American Civil Liberties Union, agree that 287G leads to racial profiling. ICE says it tracks arrest data in communities that are approved for 287G and looks for signs of inconsistencies in arrest data. The agency claims it hasn't seen any red flags yet. Whitfield County Sheriff Scott Chitwood says his officers don't target law-abiding citizens or law-abiding immigrants who are in the country illegally.
Realistically, if they stay under the radar, yeah, you probably could stay in this country for 100 years and never be caught. But once you violate the law and it's a jailable offense, now we can go to step 2, 3, and 4 and check in this additional database.
But even someone flagged by ICE because of 287G wouldn't necessarily be deported under the Obama administration. Immigrants who are undocumented were considered a deportation priority if they met certain criteria, like being in a gang, having a felony conviction, or several misdemeanors. Simply being arrested for a minor traffic violation wasn't necessarily grounds to be kicked out of the country. ICE spokesman Brian Cox says under the Trump administration, any person arrested who is undocumented is considered a deportation priority. He told me that includes people who were picked up under 287G years ago, but were allowed to stay in the U.S.
The only real change is that ICE officers are now looking at each specific case on its individual merits to make a determination.
And that includes older cases plus newer cases, where somebody is maybe detained as of today or detained 5, 6 years ago.
Could be, absolutely. Depending on the specific circumstances, it could apply to both.
And that worries some people with immigration violations from years ago. We met Remigio Chavarria at the beginning of this story. He's the machine operator at the carpet factory in Dalton, Georgia. The circumstances surrounding his traffic arrest and immigration detention in 2010 came back to haunt him this year.
Porque ya yo tuve una,
I already had a supervision order, similar to probation, where you need to check with your officer. Last time I checked, they said since all my options were denied and my appeal was denied, I had to leave the country by September the 14th.
At the time I spoke to Chavarria, he was preparing to return to Mexico. A family friend says he did get sent back in September. The Trump administration says the 287G program serves the nation well. In Georgia, ICE says four additional counties have applied to join 287G. For Here and Now, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.